As the waiter sidled by, Nick exchanged his flat champagne for what turned out to be an apple martini. He shuddered, got rid of it, and decided it was time to leave. Really leave, as in moving up his return to Caris by a few days. Yes, there were things he'd miss about his past 6 months of freedom. There was the anonymity, the solitude, the right to be with a woman solely because she wanted him and not his money. But who is he kidding? There was never any guarantee of that. These New York socialites were interested in him for his wealth as well as his dashing looks. And it would have been even worse if they had known about his title. From now on, though, trying to figure out a woman's motives would not be his problem, as the council would now find him a wife. She would be of royal blood, or, at the very least, well-bred. She would be from his part of the world, and she would be attractive. He would demand that much. Other than that, though, royal marriages were about duty, not love or passion. Yes, it was definitely time to get out of here and out of New York before he got himself into trouble. Although, it did seem wrong to end his freedom on a down note. Surely there was something he could do as a send-off. Have you purchased your raffle ticket yet? The voice was female and no-nonsense. It reminded him of the icy governesses of his childhood, and he reached for his wallet without even bothering to look up. How much, he said, his tone bored and brusque. $1,000 each. Fine, I'll take five. Five? Her voice dripped in disdain. Only five? Given your reputation for squandering your money. That did make him look up, and surprise, surprise, the woman looked nothing like any of the governesses he had never known. Not with that long, lush body, that sexy tumble of golden curls, that spectacular face, and those enormous coffee-colored eyes. But as good as she looked, the look she was giving him was anything but. It was something close to contempt. And unless she was putting on a damn good act, she didn't seem the least bit impressed by him, which totally impressed him. His mind raced wickedly. Seducing her just might be the perfect way to say goodbye to his past 6 months of freedom.